So Microsoft dropped a post on Xbox News titled simply Resetting Xbox on July 6th, and it racked up 717 comments on Hacker News, which tells you something about how much this landed with the technical community. The post was a frank acknowledgement that the current Xbox hardware strategy isn't working the way Microsoft hoped. They're essentially signaling a pivot away from traditional console hardware toward a more platform and services model.
Let me give some business context here, because this isn't coming out of nowhere. Microsoft paid $68.7 billion for Activision Blizzard in 2023, which at the time was the largest acquisition in the history of the gaming industry. The stated logic was that owning massive game franchises, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, would drive Game Pass subscriptions, and Game Pass subscriptions would make Xbox hardware more attractive. The problem is that the hardware attachment to Game Pass hasn't materialized at the rate they needed. PlayStation 5 has consistently outsold Xbox Series X by a ratio that, depending on the quarter, runs somewhere between 3-1 and 5-1 globally.
And the HN comment thread gets into something really interesting here. The question of whether Xbox was ever primarily a hardware play or always a Trojan horse for Windows ecosystem dominance. Several longtime developers in the thread pointed out that Microsoft has historically been willing to run hardware divisions at a loss or at marginal profitability if those divisions serve a broader platform strategy. The Xbox brand kept Sony from monopolizing the living room gaming market for 2 decades, which had real strategic value, even when Xbox itself wasn't dramatically profitable.
What the Resetting Xbox post signals, if you read between the lines, is that Microsoft may be preparing to let the hardware piece atrophy while doubling down on Game Pass across all screens, PC, mobile, cloud streaming, and potentially even PlayStation and Switch. Phil Spencer has been hinting at this for about 2 years, but this post is the most direct language we've seen. The HN community was split between people who read this as a graceful retreat and people who read it as the beginning of the end for Xbox as a distinct consumer brand.
There's also a competitive dynamics angle worth naming. Sony has been enormously disciplined about exclusive titles, Spider-Man, God of War, Horizon, and those exclusives drive hardware adoption in ways that no amount of subscription bundling can fully replicate. Microsoft's response has been to make exclusivity less relevant by putting everything on PC simultaneously, but that strategy has a ceiling. If your game is on PC day one, a certain segment of your audience will simply never buy the console. Microsoft may have inadvertently trained their own customers out of buying Xbox hardware.
From a market structure standpoint, this is also interesting because it intersects with antitrust questions. The FTC's challenge to the Activision acquisition failed in court, but regulators globally, particularly in the EU and UK, extracted significant behavioral commitments from Microsoft around keeping Call of Duty on rival platforms. Those commitments now look prescient in a different way. If Microsoft is pivoting toward multi-platform distribution anyway, the regulatory concessions they made may actually align with where their business strategy is headed, regardless.
The one thread in the HN comments that I thought was underrepresented in the general press coverage was around developer tooling. Xbox's developer ecosystem, ID at Xbox for indie developers, the game development kit infrastructure, is genuinely well regarded. If Microsoft does a hardware retreat, what happens to that developer community? Several commenters who work in game development raised real concerns about whether a pure cloud streaming model can support the kind of low-latency, high-fidelity development environment that serious game studios require. That's a slower-moving consequence, but it's worth watching.